Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of our show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and how to properly use them. With me this afternoon is our medical co-host, the eminent internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, good afternoon.
And we also have with us Sam Forbes. Sam's a clinical nutritionist. He also manages our downtown store.
Good afternoon, everybody.
And we do have with us a special guest. Her name is Cheryl Myers, and Cheryl's a registered nurse, and she's Director of Health Sciences for Integrative Therapeutics. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Cheryl.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And some of you may not have heard the name Integrative Therapeutics. They go by the abbreviation ITI. They're really under one sort of corporate umbrella, they combined a few companies. They combined Tyler, they combined Phytopharmica, and Vitaline. They brought together a bunch of good products from each company. And is that about the way it sits, Cheryl?
Absolutely. We put together four of the leading companies in the natural medicine business, and we also included NF in that grouping.
Oh, I forgot about NF.
And by combining these into one big happy family, we created the largest entity that provides natural medicines and dietary supplements through the professional channel.
Right. And for some of you, you may not be familiar with some of the names. That's because the products are distributed, as Cheryl said, through professional channels, which means some of the doctors who specialize in natural and alternative medicine, and also the pharmacies that sort of specialize in supplying the doctors with the products that they need.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and you're a little bit ahead of the curve by being able to provide some of these professional products that before this were usually available through doctor's offices, nutritionists, nurse practitioners, etc., that you actually stock these on your shelves in your pharmacies.
We sure do. One of the interesting products that the Integrative Therapeutics Group, and especially one of the companies, Vitaline, has, they have a CoQ10, and they provided it in a chewable form, in a high-dose form. I think they have a 200, 300, even 400 milligram. And if you remember, sometime last year, we spoke about CoQ10, that it was effective. It slowed the progression of Parkinson's disease. Well, guess what, folks? The CoQ10 that they used in that study was the Vitaline CoQ10. Is that correct, Cheryl?
Absolutely. It was published about 2.5, actually it's going on 3 years ago.
Oh,
at
wow,
the American
3 years.
Neurological Association. That's when word first came out. They did a study, and they found that people in the highest, and they started with individuals who had just been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and none of them had yet had symptoms progress to the point where they needed to be on pharmaceutical medication. They started them on CoQ10 at varying levels and also on a placebo. And what they found was in the highest dosage group, over the course of 18 months, it slowed the progression of their Parkinson's disease by 44%, which heretofore not even pharmaceutical drugs had shown that level of efficacy. They theorize it's because CoQ10 is so important inside the cells to help with energy production, energy to do the cell's job, but also energy for the cell to stay alive, that in Parkinson's disease you see early die-off of cells, and that's what causes some of the motor degeneration. So by providing some of those substances and by providing a very high level of those substances that keeps those cells alive, they were able to stall how much damage was done over a period of time. So it was an extremely important study for us. We were very proud that it was our product that was selected to be used. And we are also the upcoming study on Parkinson's disease that's in the recruitment phase right now by the same neurologist who did the original study is using double the dose that they used to, because they didn't see a plateau effect. So they're hoping to get even better results in the upcoming study.
Yeah, I think it's very important, this is Dr. Podell, to really give credit to the company. This was Vitaline, now it's Integrated Therapies. Because one of the things that has held back all the alternative medicines is that you don't have patents on your products. So if it costs you $1 million to do research, you can't really get that back, because if the product works, everybody else can say, well, I have a vitamin C also. So Vitaline did use their coenzyme Q. They were able to prove it was absorbed well into the blood and into the spinal fluid in the brain. A few other companies have data, but not too many other companies have data. And they were able to show, I think this study was from Mass General, one of the premier institutions published in a top journal, they were able to show it works. Now, of course, you would think that immediately people would jump on the bandwagon and either one, start using it, or two, reproduce the study, but it's been 2.5 years, and we really haven't heard much other than that the people who I think have probably now moved from Boston, so the last study was published out of California, that they are using now a much higher dose. And it's kind of a problem, because in the original study, I recall, 1,200 milligrams was the top dose they used and had effect.
Right.
And now they're looking to use double that. Gets real expensive. On the other hand, you don't have anything else that actually slows the progression of Parkinson's disease as well as this appears to.
You know, we're very fortunate that we, as a company, as a natural medicine company, don't have budgets like the big guys do in the pharmaceutical world. What we were fortunate enough is to work with some very prestigious researchers who understand the differences between CoQ10, understand why it's important to have the highest purity in the world, why it's important to have it in a demonstrated and effective absorption system, and they chose our product to use. Now, I will give my company credit in that they donated the product, and CoQ10 is quite expensive, but the actual costs of the study were supported by the National Institutes of Health, so they had an NIH grant to do these studies. In between the last study and the upcoming study, they did a dosage and tolerability study to make sure that individuals wouldn't have a problem taking 2,400 milligrams a day. So they did a short-term study. They tested individuals. They actually gave them up to 3,000 milligrams per day. No serious adverse effects, nothing that would make people fall out of the study. They determined that there were no adverse impacts on liver enzymes or any other parameters in the body that might indicate that the product was causing some kind of problem, which gave them the confidence and the ability to then move on to the larger study. You see, there really is a difference between coenzyme Q10s. The first difference is there's natural and there's synthetic. And unfortunately, manufacturers are not required to put on their label whether their product is natural or synthetic. Natural is 100% like what's in the body. Synthetic has both the cis and trans isomers, so that means it's only 50% identical and 50% something else. None of the major studies on health have been done using synthetic CoQ10, and guess which one is less expensive? The second thing is CoQ10 is extremely hard to absorb. It's a very large molecule. And so not only do you have to have something in your product that helps it to become absorbed, it helps you have to have a fatty acid complex so that you provide enough, quote, grease in order to help slippery it up and make it slide through. You also have to have some things that change the surface tension of the molecule. Some of those things can be sometimes not very healthy in high dosages. So we are fortunate that the pharmacists who originally created this product were able to come up with a methodology that could help change the surface tension to allow absorption of the CoQ10 without using all kinds of harmful chemicals and such that would make people feel uncomfortable with taking high dosages. And as you said, you can't patent the product, but we do have 4 different patents pending on our special delivery system and manufacturing process. So it has been a wonderful situation for us to be able to have the best CoQ10 in the world and to have that validated by scientists who are using this product in very high-level prestigious research.
Okay. All right, we're going to pause for a short break, and then we'll continue our discussion with Cheryl Myers. You folks are listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR, and this is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Cheryl Myers, and we'll all be back after these messages. But first, are you looking for a place to go to get answers to your questions about nutritional supplements, reference articles, reprints, radio program excerpts, a link to health notes, a way to search through all of this information easily? Do you want to listen to previous Wilner Window radio shows? Hear some of our past interviews over again? Do you want to find product information to search for products by name, use, manufacturer, or generic name? Do you want to see a full listing of products that are on sale? And would you like to purchase those products easily and securely at your convenience? Well, it used to be that you could do all of that by visiting either of the two Wilner Chemist stores. But now, you can do it another way by logging on to the new improved Wilner Chemist website at www.wilner.com. It's all there, easy to use, informative, safe, and convenient. The new Wilner Chemist website, www.wilner.com.
And now, a health tip from Nature's Answer with Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse.
How is your gum health? According to the Surgeon General, poor periodontal health affects 3 out of 4 Americans. PerioBrite from Nature's Answer is the all-natural toothpaste with CoQ10, folic acid, and echinacea, specifically designed to promote healthy gums and teeth and relieve dry mouth. Dentist-formulated PerioBrite is free of harmful chemicals, such as sodium lauryl sulfate and preservatives. Regular toothpaste has a do not swallow warning, not PerioBrite.
Ask for PerioBrite, part of the Nature's Answers oral health care family, at fine health food stores or visit naturesanswer.com.
This is Sam Forbes from the Wilner Window. I want to tell you about nattokinase. It's an enzyme derived from a traditional fermented soy food called natto. In Japan, natto has been valued as a food remedy for fatigue and circulatory problems. In 1980, scientists in Japan developed a way to extract pure nattokinase, the enzyme, from natto. It is the nattokinase that has proven so beneficial to circulation. Fibrinogen is a protein normally found in the circulation that, when activated, forms fibrin, which is responsible for blood clotting. Now, for obvious reasons, the level of fibrin must be carefully controlled, and the body generates natural fibrinolytic enzymes to help do that. Nattokinase has a similar action, leading to its popular use to aid circulation and high blood pressure. Doctor's Best now has a deal for you. They're offering their nattokinase supplement through Wilner Chemists at half price. Wow, that's a great deal. Doctor's Best nattokinase, 100 milligram, 90 veggie cap size, now on sale at half price. If you're on anticoagulant medication, we suggest you talk to your health care provider before taking nattokinase.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Cheryl Myers. And Cheryl, we were talking about CoQ10 and finishing up a discussion of the new research you're doing at the 2,400 milligrams. And Dr. Podell, you wanted to ask one more question?
Well, no, actually, I wanted to make a pronouncement.
A pronouncement. Okay.
Demographically, our audience has only a few people who have Parkinson's disease. A lot of other people are sitting there perhaps and saying, so what? And the answer is that I bet at least a quarter of the people who are listening are on statin medicines. And that one of the things that statin medicines do is disrupt the formation of coenzyme Q. Presumably, this is involved in undermining mitochondrial energy metabolism. So what I do as a clinician, and I think a fair number of doctors do, is recommend to everybody who is on a statin that they also take coenzyme Q. I don't think we have to necessarily go up to the 1,200 or 2,400 milligram dosages, but 60 to 100 milligrams makes sense, And so I really just want to draw it out for the, we'll call the larger market of people that are listening there.
No, good point.
So glad you brought that up, because these cholesterol-lowering medications that are also known as statin drugs, like the Zocors and Mevacors of the world, there are a lot of people that are taking them, and they may be completely unaware that this causes a nutrient depletion, and that nutrient depletion is coenzyme Q10. In fact, there have been petitions before Congress to have some of the regulations that the FDA changed so that people that provide or prescribe these cholesterol-lowering medications need to also make the recommendation of adding CoQ10 to their daily dietary supplement regimen in order to correct this deficiency. So far, that has not passed, but there is an awful lot of interest by forward-thinking physicians of how to help individuals stay healthy and finding the best combination of prescription drugs and dietary supplements that are right for them.
Well, I hope it gets somewhere. That would be nice.
I hope so as well. CoQ10 is so useful for so many things. I heard on our commercial break that we were talking about CoQ10 in toothpaste.
Yep.
CoQ10 taken orally can also help support healthy gums. There have been a couple of studies on periodontal disease with CoQ10. And you don't have to take those massive doses like you take in a neurodegenerative disease like Parkinson's disease. We also have studies on Huntington's disease. These are pretty dramatic illnesses. But just for everyday use, individuals who want to have some extra support for heart health, or individuals on a cholesterol-lowering medication, people who have some concerns about their gum health, this product has been tested in a variety of different health conditions and found to be useful. And I appreciate your recommending some of the dosages. It can be 60, it can be 100. Some people, for some conditions, may even want to go up to 200 milligrams on a daily basis.
The 200 makes sense for sure. Cheryl, you know, we're coming to the, sadly, we're coming to the end of summer. And, and that sort of brings us into fall, and the weather starts to change, gets a little cooler. And we start to get concerned about the flu and people getting colds and everything. Well, one of the, and I know you folks have a unique product that's indicated to sort of rev up the immune system to help prevent things like cold and flu.
Absolutely. We have a product that we licensed from a pharmaceutical company in Germany named Schopper & Brumer, and that product is called Esveratox. It's a combination of two very powerful standardized extracts of echinacea, along with two other herbs, Baptisia and Thuja. We were disappointed when the New England Journal of Medicine came out with a story that was, of course, immediately stamped up by the press, saying echinacea doesn't work. But they didn't talk about what kinds of echinacea they used and what it was standardized to, etc. Esveratox, this combination of two kinds of echinacea and two other herbs, has been clinically studied in over 20 published studies, having to do with helping to increase how your immune system functions. You know, your immune system is the patrolling good guys in your body. They're the police officers of the National Guard that are wandering around looking for bad guys. And anything you do that can strengthen that force and can strengthen their activity and increase their numbers is going to have a positive effect on getting rid of the bad guys, those nasty bacteria and viruses that start to creep up around this time of year. So this is a product that's been clinically studied to help shorten the duration of colds and flus by up to 50% and reduce the symptoms by up to 50%. There was one study done on individuals who were taking both an antibiotic and Esveratox versus individuals who were taking an antibiotic alone to get over a bacterial infection, and they found that the individuals that took the combination actually had much improved outcomes over the individuals that only took antibiotics alone. So it's a product that can be used on its own if you start to come down with the sniffles. It's a product that can be used in combination with the medications that your doctor prescribes without concerns about interactions. And the thing that impresses me the most, because not only am I a scientist and a health professional, but I'm a mom, this is a product that has been tested in children and adults. You know, one of the criticisms given leveled at dietary supplements is that they're not tested in children and their use in children is kind of a scary thing. But this is a product that has been tested in children down to the age of one and found to be not only efficacious but without significant side effects. So that makes me happy that we can offer a natural medicine like Asbaratox that has proven potency and efficacy even in little children.
Cheryl, this is Sam Forbes. I wanted to ask you, can you use Asbaratox as a preventative? For instance, as Arnie just mentioned, if the weather starts changing and maybe people around you might be getting a little sick, can you take it preventatively?
Many people do, and I tell you, we get a discount on this product who works for our integrative therapeutics, and when cold and flu season comes around, you see this sitting on everybody's desk.
Mm-hmm.
However, I have to point out that all the studies have been done on individuals after they started to get sick, at the very beginning of a viral or a bacterial illness. So theoretically, yes, it should help build your resistance, but the studies have been on people that are starting to get sick. I would say, though, that you have to think about germs in your body as like a fire. And if there's a little fire in your wastebasket in your kitchen, if you put it out right away, you don't have to use very much water. But if you let that fire get bigger and bigger and it finally engulfs your whole house, you're going to have to really call out the fire brigade and use thousands of gallons of water to try to get that back under control. The same is true when you're infected with a bacteria or a virus. If at the very, very first sniffle, the very first scratchy throat, the very first little cough, you start to use Asbaratox, you're going to get far superior results versus if you're going to be a strong guy and say, I'm not going to use it till I really need it, and you wait until your head is full, your throat is sore, your fever's 101, and you feel miserable, and then you start using it. Will it help? Yes. Will it help as much? No.
Cheryl, quickly, what's the dosage of the Asbaratox?
Asbaratox comes in a chewable format, and they're tiny little chewable. They taste like a combination of chamomile and sweet tarts. But for adults, you take three of these little chewables a few times a day. But for children that are older children, like 6 to 12, you take two of the chewable tablets per day. And for little ones, age 1 to 6, you can take one of these chewable tablets per day. Per dose.
All right, we need to pause for a break, including a check on traffic. You're listening to the Wilner Window on WOR. We'll be back after these messages.
If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements. With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Arnie tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website at www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving The Best Supplements for Your Health, available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book from Kensington Publishing.
And now let's go to Diane de Oliveira for the traffic.
Thanks, Arnie. Good afternoon, everyone. On the eastbound New Jersey Turnpike North Bay extension, we have a right lane accident being cleared after interchange 14C for the Holland Tunnel. Westbound, there's right lane construction after interchange 14B in Jersey City, causing a 2-mile backup. The inbound Holland is now 20 minutes from the New Jersey Turnpike, doing fine from 1 and 9, leaving the city 10 minutes. The inbound Lincoln is 20 minutes, outbound 10 to 15. The inbound George Washington Bridge looks good on both decks. Outbound, the upper deck is slow. Southbound West Side Highway is slow from the George to the 130s. Northbound is heavy from 95th Street to the 140s with pothole repairs. Northbound FDR Drive sluggish from 155th Street to the George with a right lane stall on the bridge ramp. And in Queens on the westbound LIE, there's a left lane crash after Cross Island Parkway. Both ways of the Brooklyn Bridge are heavy. This report brought to you by TV Guide Channel. The Queens of the Red Carpet are back. Watch Joan and Melissa live at the Emmy Awards tonight at 6, only on TV Guide Channel. For listings, visit TVGuide.com. I'm Diane de Oliveira, WOR Traffic.
When it comes to health and wellness, Twin Lab has your answers for life. For 35 years, we at Twin Lab have had the privilege of providing you with vitamins, minerals, and specialty supplements which address your individual health concerns. Products like OcuGuard Plus for eye health with clinically proven lutein, an important nutritional component which promotes healthy vision. like blood pressure control with clinically proven C12 peptide, helping to maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and like Daily One Caps, our number one multivitamin containing 20 essential nutrients in a perfect balance for optimal health and wellness. Now more than ever, Twin Lab is committed to keeping you informed of the latest breakthroughs in science. So call us toll-free at 800-645-5626 with your health questions. That's 800-645-5626. For healthy solutions from a brand you can trust, turn to Twin Lab, Answers for Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli have been associated with antioxidant and cellular protection. Diets rich in cruciferous vegetables have been shown to reduce the risk of cancer. The new product from Jarrow Formulas, Broccomax, contains a standardized concentrate called SGS, sulforaphane glucosinolate. It's extracted without solvents from broccoli seeds. SGS is metabolized to sulforaphane, a highly reactive antioxidant. In extensive studies, sulforaphane has been shown to be a potent inducer of phase 2 detoxifying enzymes and a protector of DNA. Each Broccomax capsule contains 30 milligrams of standardized sulforaphane glucosinolate. This is 20 times more SGS than you get from cooked broccoli. So, get the powerful protection of broccoli by taking one capsule of Jarrow's Broccomax daily. Broccomax from Jarrow Formulas. It's available from Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Cheryl Myers. And let me give you folks the phone number in the studio. It's 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. Got any questions about CoQ10 or Asparitox or anything else related to nutrition? 1-800-321-0710. But before we get to the phones, I just want to tell you about the sale and effect at Wilner Chemists. We have the entire American Health and Home Health lines on sale at 35% off list price. And we have selected items from Natrol, Natron, and Rainbow Light on sale at 30% off list. And if you don't already have a copy of our 224-page Spring Edition Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog, it's filled with health information and product data, you should. Just ask for it. Give us a call at 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. 1-800-633-1106. Option number 3, or you can request a copy by visiting our new website, www.wilner.com.
Or, of course, you can pick one up at either one of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, and we are near the corner of Murray Street, which is right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, and we're talking to Cheryl Myers. Cheryl's the Director of Health Sciences for Integrative Therapeutics. And Cheryl, the Asparitox is available not just under the Integrative Therapeutics banner, it's also available under the Enzymatic Therapy banner as well?
Absolutely. We have two lines. We have a professional line and a retail line. Asparitox is available of both. It's one of our most popular products ever since we introduced it a few years ago. The sales have been increasing every year. And I think one of the reasons is because people know about echinacea. The echinacea, the studies are moderate. They're not super. But when you start combining echinacea with a couple of other herbs, you can get a synergistic effect that really pushes it over the top.
Okay, and just because I know people are going to ask us, what herbs are they in addition to the echinacea?
Well, there's two echinaceas, so we have the purpurea and the pallida. There's also thuja, which is sometimes called white cedar leaf, and baptisia, which is wilding indigo. Each of those on their own have been found to stimulate different parts of the immune system. So when it's like one's playing the clarinet, one's playing the tuba, and the echinacea is playing the violins, you know, they're all playing music, but they all play it a little bit differently. When you put them together, you get a much more beautiful sound than when you're putting just one alone. And you get better results in your body as well. Around the office, we call this echinacea on steroids. But it's a product. In fact, in Germany, it's an over-the-counter drug. So if you get sick with a cold in Germany, they're most likely to send you to the pharmacy and say you need to get Asbarotox. In the United States, it's a dietary supplement. And I said this is something that sits in my medicine cabinet year-round, but I double up at cold and flu season.
Good idea. Okay, let's take a phone call from Eleanor from Syosset, Long Island.
Hi. My husband was diagnosed with Parkinson's about almost 3 years ago, but he didn't go on to carbidopa, levodopa, and amantadine until probably around this past December or so. And he's doing pretty well. But I'm calling to find out, since he's also on a lot of other medications, he has the pacemaker, he's on Zoloft, he's on midodrine and Flornef because he has low blood pressure and had passed out a few times, and that was one of the reasons for him being tested for whether or not he needed a pacemaker. He's also on... I told you, Prevacol. And I was just wondering, because that's an awful lot of medications, how the high-dosage coenzyme Q10 would work with everything else that he's on. And if it's too late to put him on this since he's already on the Parkinson's medication.
Okay, good question, Eleanor. Why don't we just direct it first to Dr. Podell and see if there's anything... medically
okay.
Here.
Prevacol is a statin, so that is decreasing his coenzyme Q level. It happens that Prevacol is the least bad of the statins in that respect. So that's a good reason to add coenzyme Q. So far as anybody has studied it, there's no toxic interaction between coenzyme Q and any of these other medicines, but in fact nobody studied it. But I wouldn't worry about it. Nobody's reported anything bad. The research has all been done with people with very mild Parkinson's disease, so one really can't say whether you would get the same kind of good results with a more advanced case, but there's little harm in trying, is my opinion.
What do you think, Cheryl?
I think that this is an absolutely good product to try, the Vitaline CoQ10. The reason I keep stressing that is, I suppose, number one, I work for the company, but number two, it's the product that has the purity and that one that's actually been used in the studies. So if you want to replicate what's in the studies, you need to use something that's prepared the same way. The only drug that there's a theoretical concern about interacting with coenzyme Q10 is warfarin, or the brand name is Coumadin. It's a blood thinner. Vitaline CoQ10 is similar to, in structure, the vitamin K, and vitamin K is the antidote if you take too much warfarin or Coumadin. And so it doesn't mean that if you're taking Coumadin you can't take this product. It means you need to talk to your doctor about it, tell them that you're starting this. They're generally monitoring your bleeding times every week anyway to make sure that there's no interaction. If there's no interaction, fine. If it does change the way the warfarin's working or the Coumadin's working a little bit, most doctors will make small adjustments in the medication dosage to accommodate continuing on the Vitaline CoQ10. Not only will this be useful for your husband's Parkinson's disease, I don't know if it will forestall the progression the same amount as if it were started immediately upon diagnosis. It should have some good effects, but the fact that your husband has a pacemaker tells me he has some heart issues as well. And the highest concentration of coenzyme Q10 in the body is in the heart. And in fact, most of the early medical work on CoQ10 was on supporting the cells of the heart to help maintain healthy heartbeats, to help reduce the chances that you're going to have irregular heartbeats, and to increase the strength of the heart muscle itself. And so I think that this would be an excellent supplement to add to your husband's daily dietary supplement regimen.
You know, coenzyme Q10 certainly has had probably the best research for its use for Parkinson's, but there may be other nutrients that can be beneficial. They may not have had quite the research, but they still might be beneficial. There's something called NADH, where there was some research on it with Parkinson's. NADH energizes cellular activity. It seems to benefit those with Parkinson's and other types of neuro diseases. And acetyl L-carnitine is another maybe useful product here because, well, that's also beneficial to the cardiac. As a matter of fact, coenzyme Q10 and L-carnitine are very good partners. They seem to work very well together. So acetyl L-carnitine has some benefits and may help someone with Parkinson's along with NADH and a lot of antioxidants. I mean, we're talking about cellular damage here, escalation of further free radical production. So a lot of good antioxidants like green tea and bioflavonoids and pycnogenols and OPCs.
Another thing, Cheryl, have you thought about, you know, one of the things that helps nerve tissues is the fatty acid from fish called DHA.
Mm-hmm.
And you folks make a nice fish oil called Eskimo 3.
Absolutely.
And I imagine adding fish oil to the regimen wouldn't be a bad idea either.
No, because Eskimo 3 is probably our most studied product. We have over 100 published studies on Eskimo 3. It's a very high purity, high stable, and all natural, which means it wasn't spiked with EPA or DHA to try to make those numbers higher. It also means it's not going to go rancid if you choose to buy it in capsule form where you don't know what the taste of the fish oil is like. And fish oil has been shown time and again to help support healthy neurological function. It also helps to reduce system-wide inflammation in the body, and there is an inflammatory component in most neurological diseases. So it's an excellent add-on. My first choice would be the Vitaline CoQ10. My second choice would probably be the Eskimo 3. My third choice would probably be acetyl L-carnitine. But it sounds like Sam is really knowledgeable about this topic, and if you wanted to stop by and chat with him, I'm sure he could give you all kinds of ideas of ways to build a wellness plan to help your husband optimize his health.
Okay, Eleanor, good luck and hope all works out well. And thanks for calling. And let's say hello to... Oh, let me give you the phone number in the studio again. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. And let's say hello to Carol from Manhattan.
Oh, I'm so glad that Cheryl is on today. I do use their Tyler calcium deglucarate, which I love, and the Eskimo 3. But my question today is, I've been reading, and are you reading about krill oil, K-R-I-L-L?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like it's even better than, fish oils. And I was wondering if there's any research to show that that's true, or is the Eskimo 3 just as good as krill oil? Or do you know anything about it?
I do know some things about krill oil. I know that prior to now there hasn't been much interest in krill except as it feeds whales. And so most people who are even aware of the word krill know that it's these microscopic organisms that these giant whales live off of by filtering them through their teeth. So krill is a healthy ocean source of a variety of nutrients. The vast majority of research, in fact, I would say 99% plus of the research on things like heart disease, autoimmune diseases, neurological function, have all been done on quality fish oils focusing on the EPA and DHA. So I'm not saying that there's anything bad about krill oil, and who knows, over the next 10 years there might be some studies that substantiate its use, but I think that the interest and the scientific interest in krill is in its infancy, and I don't think that we have seen the studies yet where we can really do a solid comparison contrast. If you're interested in krill oil and you have a serious concern, I think I would take the fish oil as well as your insurance policy. No reason you can't take them together until we find out more about how krill oil works in the body. Is it going to have as potent as effect on many of the diseases for which we know EPA and DHA from a good, healthy fish oil has an effect? So I just don't think there's enough known now that we can really do a good comparison contrast. Correct me if I'm wrong, Sam or Dr. Podell, if you know that there's been a large body of research on krill oil.
Yeah, I don't think there has. The way marine animals accumulate omega-3s is by eating tiny things like krill and algae. So the Neuramin product, which I understand is an algae product,
right,
it's a rich source of omega-3. But when you want to look at actually the human research, it's basically all been done with fish oil. Flaxseed oil, for instance, which can also give you omega-3s, they really haven't done the research with it. So you're safest at this point using the fish oil product, such as Eskimo 3, mainly because we have proof that it prevents heart disease, We have decent, if not conclusive, proof that it helps Crohn's disease, rheumatoid arthritis, depression, a whole bunch of things, and that's all good human studies, well published.
Okay. All right, Carol, thanks so much for that call. And guess what? Time for a short break. You folks are listening to the Wilner Window on WOR. Our phone number in the studio, if you'd like to join this exciting discussion, 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. We'll be back in just a few moments. But first, what's your brain speed? Could it be faster? Well, help is on the way. Natrol's Brain Speed is an innovative new line of brain supplements that helps improve your brain's processing speed. Over 3 years in development, Natrol's Brain Speed is available in three unique formulas to meet your specific cognitive needs: attention, memory, and performance. In addition to helping you think faster, these Brain Speed products can help promote attention, maintain memory, and improve decision-making speed. Does it work? Well, you can see for yourself. Natrol's Brain Speed is the first brain supplement that actually gives you a tool to measure your results. 2 months free access to the Brain Speedometer, an online test that measures your cognitive performance and allows you to track your progress while taking Natrol Brain Speed. So, think faster with Natrol Brain Speed. Natrol's been nourishing the potential of mind and body for 25 years. Brain Speed and other fine Natrol products are available at Wilner Chemists, always at discount prices. Find out more at brainspeed.com.
When it comes to multiple choices, there's one that gives you more. The new, improved, more than a multiple multivitamin supplement from American Health, designed to be the very best multi you can buy. The new improved More Than a Multiple is a mega-potency formula containing more than 50 vitamins, minerals, amino acids, antioxidants, and energy-rich whole food concentrates with more calcium, zinc, B1, B2 than other leading brands. Plus, you'll find omega oils for metabolic health, lycopene for the immune system, and lipoic acid, the universal antioxidant. And American Health's unique time-release delivery system means up to 8 hours of nutritional support. More Than a Multiple from American Health. It's all the nutrition you need in one convenient package. That's why they call it More Than a Multiple. It's also available in an iron-free vegetarian formula. Ask for American Health's More Than a Multiple at Wilner Chemists and other fine health food stores.
Do you have problems with your vision? Are you concerned about your eyes, cataracts, macular degeneration, glaucoma, difficulty seeing clearly at night or in dim lighting? Well, research has shown that various nutrients can support eye health and visual function. And one of our favorite products for this is Ginkgo Old Eyes by Nature's Way. Ginkgo Old Eyes contains 20 milligrams of lutein and 1 milligram of zeaxanthin from marigold extract. Everyone knows how important these carotenoids are to the eyes, but that's not all. Ginkgo Old Eyes contains bilberry extract and Nature's Way patented ginkgo biloba extract. Ginkgo Old Eyes, the perfect visual function supplement, especially for those already taking regular multivitamin and antioxidant supplements. Ginkgo Old Eyes from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries the entire line of Nature's Way herbal and vitamin supplements.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Cheryl Myers of Integrative Therapeutics. And before we get back to the telephones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol brings you the My Favorite Multi Collection of multivitamin supplements. Okay, and getting back to the phone, let's say hello to Nancy from Brooklyn.
Hi, I wanted to ask you a question about acidophilus.
Okay.
Is it possible to overdo it? And by that, I mean if you eat yogurt as well as take it in pill form, is it possible to take too much?
Okay, I'll give you my opinion, and then maybe we'll get a couple of other opinions as well. Mm-hmm. It's possible to take too much too quickly, mm-hmm. so that if you haven't taken, let's say you haven't taken acidophilus before, I wouldn't all of a sudden take an extremely high potency acidophilus in a heavy dosage. I would sort of work my way into it, because if your gut isn't attuned to sort of working properly and you're giving it all of this good stuff, it can begin to overreact and you can start getting rumbling and, you know, alterations in the way you go to the bathroom and stuff like that. So I would probably, with that caveat, I would start it, you know, work into it. Don't take a heavy duty acidophilus product very quickly. Cheryl, I know you folks make a great acidophilus product, Probiotic Pearls.
I love that product, and I would say that there's a couple things you need to be aware of. Bastyr University, which is the premier naturopathic college out on the West Coast, did a study of the products that are on the market, and they found that a third of them had microorganisms in there that had been misidentified. So they thought that they were providing things like Bifidobacteria longum or Lactobacillus acidophilus, which are very healthy strains that are naturally occurring in the body, and they had in fact provided different organisms. And of that third that were providing some organisms that were erroneously identified, two of those were actually things that could cause harm in the body, that could cause an illness of some sort. And so you have to be careful when you're dealing with putting acidophilus in your body, that number one, it's what occurs in your body, so that you're not asking your body to get used to a foreign visitor that maybe your body is not going to be able to adapt to. And make sure that you trust the company from which it comes. Make sure that those healthy little bugs are running the gamut through the stomach acid, which can kill them, through the heat on the shelves, which can kill them, to the oxygen that can kill them, to make sure that they're releasing in your intestines. And I would say that it's hard in the long run to even while you can overdo it initially, it's hard in the long run to overdo it after you build yourself up, because we have 4 to 6 pounds of bacteria living in our intestines. And it's very hard to say, it's very hard to nudge that over the top simply by taking products and eating an occasional yogurt. But I say good for you that you're eating yogurt as well as considering taking an acidophilus product, because they have found so many things, especially for women, in improving not just gastrointestinal health, but immune health. And there's even a link between healthy levels of these good little bugs in your intestines and breast cancer risk and survival. So there's just all kinds of benefits. This is one of those all-around things that I personally believe everybody in America should be taking a good probiotic supplement.
No, I do as well. And what's the name of the product that you folks sell?
We sell one called Probiotic Pearls, and the reason it's called a pearl is because it's unique from anything else on the market in that it's round like a pearl. It has successively sealed layers of gelatin. I always say it's like candle making or candy making, where you pour on a layer and it hardens and then you pour on another layer. Because of that, because we have successive layers, there's absolutely no way for air to penetrate this pill, so you get the full count when it reaches your intestines. When we tested it against some of our competitors to see if we were on the right track, we found that of the leading competitors that we were testing, two of them were enteric-coated, but they still allowed enough oxygen and gastric acid to the interior of their capsule to kill the little bugs or to make them unhealthy so that they didn't propagate properly once they got to the intestines. The reason for that is enteric coatings are meant to keep the insides from getting out. They're not meant to keep the outsides from getting in. So you enteric coat something because you don't want it released prematurely somewhere, but that doesn't mean it's entirely protected against stuff coming inside. Whereas our pearls, the door doesn't swing just one way or both ways. It doesn't swing at all until it gets to the alkaline environment, the intestines, and those successive shells start to melt away. So I always like this, and it's one of our prettiest products because it's a very pretty little round, shiny pill.
All right. Okay, Nancy, thanks for that call. And let's say hello to Iris from Holbrook, Long Island. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Iris.
Thank you for taking my call. My husband has myasthenia gravis. He has it for about 10 years, and he's taking mestinone. Until recently, he was taking Q10, he was taking vitamin E, he's taking multivitamins, but now he's heard that there are a lot of things you shouldn't be taking if you have myasthenia, so he stopped everything. Is that true? Can he take these things? Can he take Q10?
Gee, I'm not aware of any literature at all, but it's not an area that I've looked at intently. I'd be interested in seeing where he read that you can't take things. In other words, you don't want to take things that block the effect of mestinon. But the things that do that are mostly medicines. I'm not aware of any nutrients. Sam, do you have anything there?
No.
No.
Something I'd have to look into. I would have to.
So I won't say there isn't any, but I'm not aware there's any.
One of the things you have to consider with myasthenia gravis is, number one, it's not as many people who have this disorder, and so there's not quite as much in the way of study on it. Myasthenia gravis has some elements of autoimmunity going on, and because of that, you want to be a little cautious about using things that stimulate the immune system or things that are considered immune stimulators. However, something like coenzyme Q10, while it certainly helps support a healthy immune system, is not an immune stimulator, and it certainly might be useful. It has not been studied with myasthenia gravis, but in similar diseases it has shown some helpful effects. I'm not as sure about the studies on vitamin E, and the other thing that you mentioned, but there's absolutely no reason that I'm aware of that you couldn't use like a Vitaline CoQ10 or just your basic vitamins and minerals to support health overall in an individual who has myasthenia gravis.
Okay, Iris, so we would probably say your husband ought to revisit his thinking there. He might have, done himself... more harm than good.
You don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. There may be many, many supplements. As a matter of fact, many of the supplements we mentioned here have something to do with anti-inflammatory actions, things that may modulate the immune system, and that could be very beneficial to someone with this condition. So maybe just avoid things that stimulate the immune system.
Alrighty, and now let's hear a word about Esperitox by
Integrated. When Mother Nature turns nasty, fight back with a little of her own medicine, Esperitox with supercharged echinacea. As the seasons change, you'll want this natural, feel-better essential for proven immune support. Esperitox is chewable, tasty, and has the triple action power of two types of echinacea plus two immune-enhancing herbs, Baptisia and Thuja. This combination is more powerful than echinacea alone, and it supports your body's resistance when you need it most. Each herb is unique in the way it affects immune function, and studies show this combination provides broad-spectrum support to activate your immune system. Clinically proven with over 70 years of use and research, Esperitox is great for the whole family. When you're not feeling at your peak and can't afford to gamble with your health, choose proven immune support. Arm your body's defense system with Esperitox and feel better twice as fast. When results matter, there's only one true choice, Esperitox from Integrative Therapeutics. Esperitox is available at Wilner Chemists.
Okay. Cheryl, we're coming at the end of the first hour of our two-hour show. Are you available for the next hour?
You bet.
Okay. All right. In that case, I need to let you know that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol with more Ester C products than any other company. The entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course. And for those of you who are on the phones, please stay right there. This is a two-hour show. And all of us, that's Sam Forbes, Dr. Richard Podell, myself, we will be back at about a little over 6 minutes from now. We're about 6.5 minutes after 3 o'clock. So please stay with WOR, listen to the news, and join us at 6.5 minutes after 3 o'clock.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.